We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship today, I wanted to reflect a little bit on the anniversary of September the 11th, 2001, when we were viciously attacked on that day. And most of us can remember where we were at that time. I was 37 years old, I know that. It was a long time ago, it seems like. But I was at the Milton Computers, and I dropped off two of our computers to be worked on. And Mr. John Cornett said, "Todd, come back here. You got to see this." So I walked around the counter, went back in there, and I saw the second plane go into the towers there in New York City. And just watching that, everything changed. I mean, the skies went silent for weeks as they stopped all airline traffic. And my daughter doesn't remember anything about it because she was only 6 months old at the time. And you realize the generation of young people that have come up. So I think it's important for us to remind them of the things that happened. And I want to read Psalm 27, the first six verses, and just reflect on the goodness of God on this day in which we remember what took place, and focus our attention upon Him, because He is our safety and He is our security. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came up against me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be content and confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." As a Christian, we have the great defense of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our rock, He is our fortress, He is our high tower. And it's our privilege, no matter what happens in life, that we know with confidence that we are shielded and protected. And if we are called from this life through the door of death, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And so we need to understand. I listened this morning as a lady shared a testimony about her husband who died on 9/11 and said that she was so confident that she would see him again because he was such a strong Christian, such a believer. She talked to him on the cell phone. She conversed with him, and he just quieted her and he said, "Listen, honey," said, "whatever happens, I'm going to be with the Lord, and one day we will be reunited." And she just wept as she tried to share those words. And you think about the cost that was involved and so many people affected. There are now grandchildren of those that passed away that have come on. Some of them read the names this morning at the memorial service. And so I want to encourage us all to realize that our hope, our strength, our security is found in Jesus Christ alone. Encourage your heart with the Word of God. Amen? Amen.